undergraduate of Milwaukee School of Languages. I was a past intern with the Reflow Internship, and I am now interning at the River Revitalization Foundation. Through Reflow, I'm a fellow intern working on a Native Plant giveaway in which we fundraise for seeds, and we gave them away to help pretty much promote the local pollinator population. And then with RF, I have a invasive species cookbook started. That was kind of a legacy project through that. We worked with volunteers, so they were all kind of things that they removed from the land. But I would like to start off by paying homage to all the indigenous tribes in the land of which we reside. Without their knowledge and hospitality, we would not have our appreciation and cultivation of native land, and would be lost to time. And the wonderful opportunities I have had learning from the Anishinaabe tribe and the nation. In a world that cries out for our help, it is our obligation to hear its cry. Organizations such as Reflow and all those present today are all those at the forefront of this call. This is my moment to take action. The first step is awareness, to know of the conditions of the environment around us. By spending summers in rural upstate Wisconsin, taking care of my family's rustic fifth generational cottage, or fall and winter at my maternal grandparents' 200-acre tree farm, I have been shown the natural state of this world and how expansive it can be. Next is securing an appreciation for the natural world and just how simple yet uniquely complex it may be. Whether it be through foraging for food, rescuing injured wildlife, hiking, planting native gardens, bringing handfuls of bugs into your mother's kitchen on a hot sunny day. Sorry about that one, Mom. But I digress. The point is that there is so much out there to experience beyond the comfort of our own homes and even in our backyards. The last step is to take action and feel all the emotions that come along the way. Be angry by these spaces being left in shambles and only few take notice. Be saddened by the decline of its natural beauty through urbanization and deforestation. Feel the comfort of its embrace when times seem to get dismal, and know that it's there for our times of need. That even in our lows that seem to take hold without warning, nature is always present to heal the heart and mend the broken soul. Now it is our turn to do the same for it. These are the lessons to be learned from taking part in any one of these programs. I hope you all join me and the many others on this journey, all of which have the same goal: to make this world a better place, one step at a time. Thank you very much.